Welcome to the UAC podcast. UAC was founded to create a place where the most successful chiropractors from different backgrounds and from around the world could come together to mastermind and create lasting friendships.
Our profession is unique, and surrounding yourself with a genius inside of UAC is a formula to grow personally and professionally into the life you have always known you are capable of achieving. Welcome to Chiropractic's Brain Trust.
Welcome. We have Dr. Eric here to talk about on the UAC spotlight. We're ready to get to know Dr. Eric. Eric, tell us a little bit about where you're from, how long you've been in UAC, and just a little bit about you. Let us get to know you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Happy to be here, Stephanie. Again, my name is Eric Janowitz. I have a private practice here in Oviedo, Florida, which is near Orlando, right by UCF, the second largest university in the country now. And so it's been, it's been great.
Very cool.
I know. And I've been here since 2001, and it's been a ride ever since. It's been great.
That's awesome. And how long have you been in UAC?
So I've been in UAC for just under a year, and it has been awesome. I love the people, love the groups, love the connections, just everything that it stands for. It's been incredible.
Who invited you in?
So John Davila did. And so it's been great. I actually, how I discovered UAC was actually a podcast. I had this intention that I wanted to be part of a mastermind. So I started Googling masterminds and looking it up. And then I looked on podcasts, and then I listened to all the podcasts that you guys put together. And I heard John speak, and I said, John, what's this group about? I need to know about this. And so that's how I actually, I found it out from the very thing that I get to be on the privilege of being on right now. So it's great.
So cool. Full circle.
Yeah.
So tell us about your practice. You and your wife, Dawn, right? You said, where did you grow up? You moved to Florida. So, where did you guys grow up?
Yeah. So I grew up in South Florida. I grew up in Miami, and I've been under chiropractic care since I was 5 years old. And wanted to be a chiropractor since I was 10. Like literally did my first healthcare lecture, my first lay lecture in fifth grade. Brought the two nerve system posters in and taught my fifth grade students about chiropractic. Worked for my chiropractor in high school, did the first executive internship in a chiropractic practice. And he's been my mentor and my best friend since then. And so I was practicing, you know, I was going to work in his office in Miami, but I didn't want to raise a family in Miami. It wasn't the ideal scene. So then I moved up to Central Florida where my brother lives. And then I decided to open up my practice here. And that's where I met my wife, Dawn, is here.
Wow, that's so cool. Since five, what made you know that? Like, how did you know that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I always say that our weaknesses can become our greatest strengths. And I had scoliosis. And so because of my scoliosis, I started going to the chiropractor. My whole family went to the chiropractor. And it was just a game changer. He prevented me to have back surgery. So I dedicated my life to this. And, you know, you have those people in your life, Stephanie, that are those people that just filled with energy and life. And Elliot was one of those guys. And I wanted what he had. And he was just an encourager. He saw things in me that I didn't see in myself as a young child. And I just saw how it was. And it was just a great thing, just a great person to be around, a great field to be around. And I said, this is what I want to do. And my parents owned a business. We owned a printing business. So I've always been entrepreneurial. And my father was super encouraging of chiropractic. He said, hey, Eric, if you like working with people, be a chiropractor. And if you don't like working with people, then be a radiologist. And it's a pretty interesting discernment there. And I love working with people, and I love positively impacting people. So it's just been an awesome journey ever since. So it's been great. Yeah.
Very cool. Tell us about your practice.
Yep. So started again, like I said, in 2001. When I started my practice, I wanted to be in a community like the one I grew up in Kendall in Miami. That was a growing community that I wanted to be that doctor 20 years from now that, hey, Dr. Eric, he's been here forever and I've been able to accomplish that. But it's a family style practice, a corrective chiropractic practice. Everybody's on a program of care. and we're not on any insurances. And so it's just been a really value-driven corrective care family practice with some niches with spinal decompression, acoustic wave therapy or shockwave. We also use Winback therapy, laser. So the office is called Synergy because it's all about combining multiple healing arts that can work together under one roof to help patients achieve their best life. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's just been a great journey. When we started, when everybody starts a practice, we look at how we're going to find our tribe. And I remember in the early years, there was a mall in my community, and I worked literally every weekend at the mall. I'd go there with an empty schedule and say, I'm not leaving till I have 20 new patients on the schedule. And I would go every Saturday and Sunday and go to the mall and meet everybody and grew my practice. So I grew it to 500 patients a week in the first year. And it's been a rocket ride and a fun ride since. And then working with my wife has been a lot of fun. She worked with me for 11 years. She stopped about 7 years with our second child. She said, I have two pieces of news for you, Eric. She goes, one is we're pregnant, and we were trying to get pregnant for a while, which was a great thing. And my daughter's name is Journey because it was a journey. And the second piece of news, I said, well, what's the second piece? She goes, I'm giving you my 9-month notice at the office. So she transitioned out and it's been a lot of fun since.
The three things I consistently hear from chiropractors is that I need a way to address issues I'm currently unable to address for patients, I need faster, longer-lasting results for patients, and more importantly, I need a way for another part of my practice to earn as much money or more money than my hands earn without me involved. Those are the three problems that Aspen Laser and Theralight solve better than any other modalities or lasers on the market. We fully understand that the best way to experience the true benefits and results of a laser is to see, touch, and use it in your own clinic on your own patients. Our offer is for you to line up 10 to 15 of your worst case scenario patients with problems that you currently aren't able to fully address or fix, and let us treat all of those issues in one day. Our pledge is that we'll get 90% of your patients virtually pain-free and to full mobility within 10 minutes of their very first visit. If you aren't significantly impressed with the results, and if we don't significantly outperform the laser you're currently using, I'll give you $500 for wasting your day. To call and schedule your no-risk complimentary demo day, call or text Mark Murdoch at 214-641-1827.
That's awesome. And I know you've got your chiropractic business, but I know you have other businesses too, that entrepreneurial heart, which fits into UAC so well. Will you tell us about those?
Yeah, sure. So the second business we have is really a content creation business. So during COVID, I was like, okay, well, what's next? You know, so many people in UAC, they're so growth oriented, right? And so I wanted to see what was next. I looked at real estate. I looked at investing in stocks and bonds. And I said, you know what, what's something I can do that's unique. So I decided to write a book, and I wrote a book, and it became a bestseller for chiropractic during COVID. So that was my COVID project. So content creation. And then my wife has built products for children, and she loves working with kids and supporting children. So we also have a homeschool podcast and an online course for that as well. And then I'm looking at launching a couple other things going on here, but basically either serving and connecting or empowering with some content as well has been the direction we've been going. And then we do some real estate on the side as well.
That's Will you tell awesome. Us the name of your book?
Yeah, it's called The Synergy. Yep, The Synergy Health Solution. So it's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's been great. It's a great book it's a combination motivational book / health book / chiropractic book. So it's a great book that, you know, we give our new patients the book and other docs, you know, feel free to give their patients that book as well. And it's just a great way to get people to really live a lifestyle where they can really grow. It's based upon four principles. The first one is power, understanding your power, your strengths and your gifts and your values, your limiting beliefs, your beliefs, and then going into purpose, your compelling vision, your goals, you know, all the aspects that you want to do to get your purpose there. And then from your power, once you know what you're good at, and once you have that direction of who you want to serve, right, then you start attracting the people in your life. That's the third P. And so the people that you serve, the people that you care care for, the people who you learn from, your mentors, your leaders, and the people on your team to help provide that care. And then from those people, you either help to execute your processes or you learn processes. And so that's the fourth P, which is process. And then from process, you get success, which then further increases your self-confidence and your power. You can have a higher purpose. And then from that higher purpose, you attract even greater capacity people. And then you develop even better processes. And it's kind of like UAC. You create an intention of wanting to be in connection with people. Your confidence level is high. You've been in practice for a while. You've had really good success. And then you say, what's the next game? And then from there, I attracted the UAC group in my life. And you learn a lot of great processes from the group as well.
That's awesome. So the Synergy Health Solution on Amazon, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us this. I think there's a lot of us out there that would love to write a book. And that's like definitely, I mean, that's something that's for sure on my bucket list. I know I've talked to a lot of other people. That's just what I, so where do you start? Like, tell us a little bit, like, what do you, you know, what did you do? Did you like self-publish? Give us a little bit of your process, because I think that'd be a huge nugget for a lot of our UACers.
Well, sure. I'm actually having a conversation with I guest lecture at UCF. I teach for the College of Medicine, where I teach all the pre-medical students what chiropractic is. So I get to represent their definition of chiropractic. And then I teach for the College of Business, and I teach service marketing. So how to deliver great service experience. So I get to teach the business side and the service side of chiropractic at UCF. And I get to guest lecture. So I get to say whatever it is that I want. And so it's a beautiful thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's been really great. And then I've been working with this young lady who teaches, it's a marketing class. And so what I did was I basically compiled all of the concepts that I've been teaching over the past decade to both colleges. And that's where I got the content for the book. And I started to see patterns. And so the first thing I would say is, like, what is it that you're talking about a lot? So find whatever it is that you're excited about, that you've been doing maybe talks about or lectures about, or things that are things that you're just passionate about, is the first step. And then what I did back then is I hired a coach. I hired a book writing company. I didn't want to do a ghostwriter. I wanted to write it myself, and I had to get editors and all that stuff. But the process, I got asked to write two more books right now in partnership with the professor that I teach with. So she has a really big vision. So we're actually working on this right now. And if I was to do it today with AI, I'll tell you the first step I'm doing right now is I literally just wrote down like the concept for the book, like the name of the book. Okay. Put that in the center. So
UAC members rely on innovative and rock-solid practice solutions, especially when it comes to EHRs, practice management, and billing. This is why UAC recommends and stands behind Genesis Chiropractic Software. Genesis is a best-in-class, all-in-one chiropractic practice management system that has you covered from patient scheduling to documentation and all the way through billing. Genesis uses the power of AI to find work in the system and automatically assign that work to the right person, preventing tasks from falling through the cracks. Thousands of high-volume practices rely on Genesis every day to successfully grow and maintain their practices. Additionally, they integrate with most of your favorite marketing, scheduling, and payment solutions. Schedule a demo of Genesis today by visiting www.genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Be sure to mention UAC.
Book X, and then start drawing one of those little circle diagrams where you write the name of the book in the middle, then just draw a line and a bubble, writing a concept of that, everything related to that topic. Just put it all around there, just data dump. Don't think about how they are connected. Just put all your ideas, get 20 or 30 or 40 things that are connected there. Now, in the past, you'd have to look for patterns and everything. And then what I did with this new book is I literally just did that on paper first and said into ChatGPT, I want to write a book. I'm thinking of this as the title. This is the goal. This is the theme. Who's my end user? I think a lot of times people write a book without thinking about what is the end in mind. And then you also want to think about how you're going to monetize on that book as well, because just book sales alone is not going to earn any sort of really income. And I believe that you should have write something you're passionate about, but I also think that you should have strategies that are associated with that, that can create value. So therefore you can monetize on that. So you can continue to write books or continue to do different things. So I wrote down, what is the book? Who's the target audience? What is my goal on potentially monetizing on this? And then I said, here are the ideas associated with the book. And I literally wrote down all the different things that I wrote down in that circle diagram. And then I put it in ChatGPT and I said, organize this into 4 sections and 10 chapters. And so now you're using AI not to create the content, but you're using AI to organize your content in such a way that, you know, it sees the patterns, it can make sense and do that. So that really streamlined it. And then the next step that I just did, and this is where I'm at right now with this current book, is then I asked Chat to break down each chapter into 4 subchapters or 4 subsections. And that's going to give you the 80% of the skeleton of your book. And then I would just let that idea marinate for a while and then marinate. And you're going to see that you have other concepts that you would want to add to that book. And then you start going through that process. So I think that's the first step, is find out what you're passionate about, find out who you want to serve. How are you going to make this something you can contribute to and make some business out of it? And then how do you leverage AI to assist you?
I feel like I just made money off this podcast.
Yeah, damn. All right. Well, hey.
That was not only practical. I mean, that was just step by step. So thank you for doing that, first of all.
No excuses, guys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, right.
And then you can use that to make a video series, and then you can make that into a course. So then what I did with my wife, my wife and I developed this podcast for homeschooling. And then from that podcast, her and I shot 70 videos. And what we did is we actually converted our home theater that we never went to. I don't know if you have a home theater room in your place, in your house. And it's like the room, everybody watches TV on their couch. So the home theater is like no room. So I took all the couches out of my theater, stuck it in my garage, and I made my garage a billiards room. So now I have a Tuesday night men's league. We have a billiards room and a lounge. So it's called the Q and Brew Lounge. 2 pool tables, play pool every Tuesday. And then I converted the upstairs theater into a studio. So now it's our podcast and television studio where now we can shoot the content. So we shot 70 videos breaking down how to homeschool, how to launch that and be successful at that. So that was the other kind of parlay through this thing. So that was fun
too. Incredible. That's so awesome. All right. I'm already interested in the homeschool stuff too. I homeschool my kids. So that's amazing.
Well, I'll give her a plug. So hers is called Hooked on Homeschool.
Okay.
So hookedonhomeschool.com. Dawn is awesome. If you haven't had a chance to meet her, she is just filled with life. And I always said I married her for entertainment value, because she's just, it's just so much fun. And so
she joined us in Florida for the women's retreat this past fall.
And I love her.
Her there.
Yeah.
She is really extroverted and bubbly and fun, but also like super has a lot to share about what you guys are doing with those products. So thank you. Back to that. And she has an accountability group, I know.
Yes.
Tell us about your accountability group. Who's in it and what has it meant for you?
Yeah. So Andrew Powell's in my accountability group. So he gets there all the way from Australia. And so I have him, which is amazing. And Cliff is in the group. And then Chris Arnold is in the group, and also Todd. So it's a pretty powerful group of people. I mean, very inspiring seeing people who have one practice and just killing it, like Chris, and then having another gentleman like Andrew is in Australia and has a 6-month waiting list to see him as a provider, which is incredible. I think I have a 6-minute waiting list at times. He's got a six month waiting list, which is pretty amazing. And then Cliff, with his management experience and helping to run and work with franchises and everything and running practices in different states and flying there. So, you know, what I find with the group is it really expands your expands your mindset about what's possible. And, you know, like I talked about Empower in the first section of the book, is that, you know, we all have beliefs and limiting beliefs. And, you know, the neat thing, I think the most fascinating thing about UAC is meeting people who have really shattered a lot of what you perceive to be your limiting beliefs, or you see them. I mean, I talked to Todd and he's in Germany for the month. And I'm like, wow, I haven't taken a month vacation from my practice ever. And so you start to see, that's, if he can do it, you know, so can I, right? And so I find that that's great, because people in the group are in a different phase. They're in a different step in life, but they all speak the same language with their love for chiropractic.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what's next? What's coming down the pipeline? You got a new book you're thinking about. Give us a little bit more about, like, what's coming next for Dr. Eric.
Sure. So the book literally sprung onto me this Tuesday. And so that's like so fresh in my mind. And so that is working on that this weekend. And I'm like, hey, when do you want to get this book done? She's like, I want to get done by summer. I'm like, what? Okay. So she's moving faster than me. So it looks like I might be writing a book. And then I really like, connecting people is one of my gifts. And so I'm always kind of connecting people in the practice. Like if I know someone is a contractor and then someone's a GC, I'd get them connected. Or I'm always kind of matchmaking in the office when I'm on the floor. And I want to create an opportunity for businesses to match at a higher level in my own town. I had an alliance organization that I formed years ago, and then life gets busy, and I want to restart another alliance organization in my community and just get people more connected. I think with everything going on, I think we're connected but not connected. And I want to really get that face-to-face connection and getting businesses to work more together, because we can really run in isolation in a lot of ways. And I want to expand that for folks.
I agree. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
I know you
yeah.
mentioned networking being your superpower. Can you give us just a little bit more of like, what else is your superpower? what do we come to you for?
I can tell you it has to do with strategy and seeing the steps and patterns. I mean, there's something there for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, because every time I take the Strength Finders test, the number one thing comes up as strategic. So I'm really good at
Man, I'm not surprised you sing that.
Yeah. So I'm impressed. So I would say that's my thing is really seeing that. And then just, I'm a big maximizer. I'm always looking at how can I look at something and make it better. And I don't mind challenging you and asking you questions because I care about the person's growth. So I don't mind challenging you. If you give me permission on that to help you see something that you may not see. So I did study coaching. One of my growth paths was studying executive coaching. And so I like helping people solve their things, but only people who are willing and want to grow. Coaching is wonderful, and guiding people is wonderful when they're in that state of mind where they want that. I remember my mentor, Elliot, said, you know, healing occurs when the patient allows you to help them heal. And, you know, growth occurs whenever we allow ourselves or others to help us grow. And so it's just such an interesting thing. So I love those sort of things. I love how can I make things better. I love seeing the steps. I love thinking quick, game planning, all that stuff, I guess that would encapsulate a bit of my superpower.
That's so great. That statement you said, healing occurs and growth occurs when you allow it to happen. So simple, but so powerful. So
when you allow it, and the person has to allow it. We get to do, what we get to do is so awesome when you think about it. I mean, we have all these other businesses and we do all these other things, but you know, I did a talk yesterday to a law firm, and I just said, you know, I think on my tombstone, it's going to say like, all this to move bones. you know what I mean? all this stuff we do a million things as entrepreneurs and as business owners and as doctors. But at the end of the day, when we can, you know, us or our team can lay our hands on people and help people heal. Absolutely. And, you know, turn on more light in their life. That's just what it's about.
Maximizing human potential, right? What other job is greater than
that's how cool is that, right? Yeah, for sure.
You think about this past weekend being in Phoenix, like just that hitting that philosophy piece was just really awesome to be able to do that, just to, you know, get into that. That is what drives us. That's a commonality that we all have, that love for the body's ability to heal itself, you know?
Yeah. And it was really full circle because I actually saw Dr. Patrick speak like 22 years ago. Was like the last time I heard him speak, and it was with Deepak Chopra.
Wow.
and they were just introducing like this concept called HRV, and it was like a brand new concept back then, and it was just really neat to see all that. So I was fired up by seeing and hearing him and being in relationship and connecting to BJ as well, sat with us at dinner, and you know, it's really neat. I think it's kind of cool how, you know, the guest speakers that you have are a lot of times people from the group. And so not only do you get to have that, and then Eric Plasker spoke, and then we had dinner with him two nights in a row. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to a seminar and you sit in a seminar and you're on, and then there's this speaker that flies in on stage, and then you hear him on stage only, and you don't hear him or meet that person. Like, who's that person like outside of their 40-minute talk? And so that's a really powerful and exciting thing.
The incredible genius that's in that room is like really, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Right to point that out, because that is like, I really feel like that's so unique to our group, right? That it's just full immersion. And it's like you said, it's not just flying in and flying out. We're there and we're networking and we're connecting all weekend. So one of my favorite parts. Any parting words for us? You've given us so much today.
Oh gosh. Well, I'm just really grateful for the group. I really am. And I guess I would say for any teams that had husband and wives, I find it just so much fun to do these with my wife. I mean, my wife and I had done a lot of practice management groups in the early seasons of our career. And then she kind of got over that, you know, and she wanted to focus on the family. But this has become a combination of great vacations, great venues, places I would not normally have gone to. So it's like forced high-end vacations with people that stimulate you and that you with just enough education, but really connection. And so that part about it has been such a wonderful thing with my wife and I. And so I'm really thankful for the group to be able to create another way for my wife and I to further our walk in life together, and just, you know, another connection point. So the group is awesome. It's really awesome. One of the questions that you asked me in the survey was like, which one person impacts you? And it's really, there's just pieces of everybody. And so there's something magical and amazing about every single person you meet in UAC that once you engage in conversations with them, which the events create so many opportunities to do that by not being all lecture. Once you get to know them, you really start to see the unique factors. I was like, wow. Pete was in the table, and for example, and I think he's just like a funny guy and he's got this great energy. But then I'm like talking, I'm like, Pete, you're really freaking smart too, dude. Like I knew that you were like, the life of the party kind of guy, but you're freaking highly intelligent. And then, you know, you just really just, there's so many different people, and the dedication of Andrew flying 15 hours on one leg of his flight to go to a conference, and, you know, Matt Paterna, just the friendliness of him and the encouragement that he has, and Stephen G with the influence and the positivity that he has, and him with Maria, and Stephen Franson with his, he's got a lot, so much certainty. So there's like pieces of everybody that it's not just one thing, it's a collectiveness. Then that's what I really love about it. I love to be around people that like to grow and are that resonate at high energy. So I guess that's all I got to say about that.
I love it. I always think of UAC as like the best possible experiences with the best possible people, like in chiropractic. It's just such, it is such an incredible group of humans. So thank you so much, Dr. Eric, for joining us today. You did incredible. And thank you so much for the juice you gave us. Like, there's so much good stuff in that. And we really appreciate you being like so humble and sharing it all with us.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for your energy and Lynn's energy. I really appreciate what you guys are doing and impacting people. So God bless you guys and have a great day.
Great job.
Thanks,
you.
Eric.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.